Good evening, good day, and good night. Wow. The U.S. Open is finally over, and we have finally saloned our way to a 100 podcast episode. And you know, because I'm keeping count, it's probably like our 105th episode, but you know what? Fuck that shit. It's our official 100 podcast. We have a bunch of specials in there. Yay! And we're excited. Yeah, I mean, like, these ladies, I mean, like, oh my god, I have nothing without these bitches from Christian Mingle.
Don't tell me bitches.
Wrong, but
no, these are the loveliest ladies, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's like the lovely ladies of wrestling.
God.
But before I go any further, let me introduce these ladies. Because one of them is sick, and I don't want to catch her germs, okay? We got a quarantine, you know, those foreigners.
Ooh. Oh, fuck.
We have Andrine from Zoning Tennis Traveling. She is not in her humble abode. She is with her on the East Coast. We are all on the same time.
Yeah.
I get so excited when this happens.
I know. It's not even like we can see each other, but we're just all connected mentally on the same timeline.
And I'm so excited because, you know what, Andrine, you can't say some shit like, you know what, it's 3 o'clock over here. I'm going to go out and watch a movie.
Right? I'm going to bed. Like that.
Yes.
Yes, I'm neglecting my mom to talk to you too. So,
oh shit,
keep it together.
Oh, okay. I feel like we got to be really
no priority free. I'm just saying, you know. And we have Janina from Foreign Ohio, who's not feeling so well. Is she complaining? I mean, she's always complaining.
I'm not always complaining. Shut your fucking mouth.
Shit. Oh damn! This podcast
she has the most
was
sick days over
13.
Here.
PG-13.
Oh.
Anywho.
Hello.
She had no more sick days, so she had to show up for this episode. Otherwise, it'd have been fun. No more sick days. And of course, it's me, Reels Hair. I'm sorry for the folks who are out celebrating, you know, the Diva Doll stand. I am so sorry, you know, but we just had to go on because, you know, people have things to do tomorrow. Work, life, you know.
Why don't you tell the truth? Why don't you tell the fucking truth? We don't care. We had to get it over with. The whole thing was stupid. And we're obliged to talk about it. That's why we can't even wait for the speeches to be done.
Oh, who cares? What is he going to say?
I don't know. I just realized like 2 seconds ago, Kevin Anderson has a lisp. And I don't want to hear him talk anyways.
Yeah, he has. Yes. Don't be shading that lisp because I have a lisp. Don't you come in for the Oops. Let me come in for it.
Sorry.
I feel pretty lucky that I feel like I've already heard what Kevin Anderson had to say.
I'm so happy that I made it this far. I mean, he's still talking, but I imagine that's what he's saying.
Well, he already gave us a speech at the semis when he was already full of joy. You know what I mean? That's the speech. So I'm like, right. I feel pretty good about that. I mean, I don't know what kind of speech you get when you lose a final in straight sets. So.
Oh, maybe God. Call so, anybody. Anyways.
You got a Madison speech. That's what you get. You just get like, put on some waterworks. And then you make it, you know, and then you go hang out with Sloan and everybody say, this is the first time I've ever seen the competitors hang with each other. You know, I mean,
so where are we starting? Where are we starting? Let's do it.
Oh, look, Rafa combed his hair. How cute. He did the comb over.
Let's be accurate here. Rafa can't comb his hair, okay? He just arranged those little spriggets.
Oh, no. He totally combed it over.
That's good.
With an actual comb?
Fuck if I know. It's parted, so maybe.
Exactly. It's some spriggets. Look, don't be messing with Rafa's hydroponic garden, okay? He just got to arrange those little weeds.
You know why Rafa? I'm happy that Rafa did that because it's like Rafa knew he was going to end up in some finals this year.
What?
I mean, pictures Jesus were going to be taken.
Well, of course he knew. He's been working on his routine.
He would have looked like it. He would have looked like it. And he showed up. Come on.
I think it's great. He's like, listen, he called all his family members together. He's like, listen, I'm going to get to some finals this year because you know these 18. So I'm going to get to some finals.
He's like,
I'm calling, and he called his girlfriend, and she's like, come on, you're gonna have to sit in the box this year. She's like, all right, I'm in the box. Everybody's on deck.
Check.
Everybody's on deck. And then he called up Carlos Moya, and he's like, "You did me a solid for years. Come on,
we're in a box. Get the brew in a box." And you know,
oh, good for his ass. Work.
Oh my god!
But you know what? I mean, like, but before we go, I mean, you just got a feel for Milos Raonic, right?
Why?
You feel like a fucking fucktard because I mean, his two coaches, his last two coaches. I know the last two coaches just coached the last two major winners.
Because Reels has found, up stats. Reels does this. He's like, he finds connections.
He sounds
he's
like a pundit.
Oh my god!
You're like a sports pundit. They always have some weird.
No, I mean it's true. No. I mean it's true, right? Carlos Moya and Eva.
Listen, I don't know why you're worried about. I don't know why this is the thing you're focusing for poor Milos. You know who you should focus on for poor Milos? You should focus on fucking Denis Shapovalov, because apparently. God. Apparently, more Canadians are excited about tennis than ever before. And well, Milos has been doing this for the last 5 years.
He's so boring. You can't be excited about him.
Oh, I mean, Milos. Like, that's what I feel sad about. I didn't think Milos was going to win a slam.
I mean, like, God, he just has the worst life. I mean, like, Shapovalov looked like, you know, a California version of Sam Querrey. With just long, blonde hair.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like,
but more exciting. More exciting.
I mean, I don't know what I'm excited about, but you know what?
Okay, let's, so we're starting with the men.
Let's start with the men. I mean, okay. Let me just see.
Sorry.
I don't want to say this, and I don't really believe this, but you know what? I guess, you know, this is a theory that will be out there.
What's the theory? You
know, so let's just put it out there. I guess Nole was kind of missed at this event.
It's not. Listen, stop yourself. I told you from the get. You guys asked if anyone was missing Nole, and Janina got all kinds of crazy response on her social media channels. However, I knew from the get, and I've said it all along, grumbling at times because Nole has been painful to my fave, but Nole is essential to keeping Rafa in check. Essential to keeping Rafa in check. Without Nole, you basically have Rafa running rough rod all over the ATP and telling people that he's happier than he's ever been. When I'm like, Rafa, why you start talking about being happy? You were miserable for years. That was your shtick.
You know what? You know what? And this is where Federer comes in. Federer checked Divadal all year. And Nole was just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not necessary right now. You know what?
You know what? No. But he was always necessary because his body's younger. You can't count on Federer to check everybody.
Yeah, look at what happened.
So Federer checked Diva down 3 times this year. And Nole was just like, you know what?
I'm not needed.
I'm going to skedaddle. You know, my wife is having a baby. And let me just see.
I want to see some paternity tests.
ever. Y'all, former number one had a baby. And you know, and the other former number one had a baby as well. It's Serena. But for God's sake, y'all gonna throw the little press package for Nole, baby. Come on now.
They did. But no, I mean, honestly, I miss Novak.
No one cares.
I miss Novak. There was plenty. I miss Novak. You don't miss him because you like bitter, boring men's tennis. But I needed some.
Don't be trying to shade me. That's not true. I just can't stand that motherfucker.
You know what? Janina, I got this. Save your voice. Okay.
You can save it. But no, the reality is, listen. First of all, Andy Murray fucked up the draw. Let's just call it what it is. He fucked up the draw. And what we needed was a reshuffle because there were too many great people on one side of the draw. It was the case. Okay. Because even poor Delpo. Even if you were going to shuffle it around and move shit around so that Delpo ended up on the other side so he didn't have to fight through every top seed to get to Rafa so that Rafa can hand him his ass.
Oh my God.
Might have had a chance. Even just a chance. A glimmer of a Delpo in a final. At least it would have generated a little bit of, you know, buzz. Something. But first step is Murray fucked up the draw.
He fucked it up.
He knew he was not capable of doing it. He knew it.
Wimbledon.
And any narrative that tells you that he didn't and he made it a fucking lie. You don't just wake up one morning and your hip ain't right. That hip wasn't right since Wimbledon.
For a while.
That motherfucker knew he had no business showing up in New York. Just so you were doing press package and you had to do obligation.
No, I mean,
Maria does it all
the
time.
I think he genuinely wanted to, but somebody in his camp should have said what you want and what's possible are two different things. So it was It was shady, bitch. It was a shady bitch.
Can he read graphs? Can't he read fucking x-rays?
He knew.
I mean, come on now.
He knew.
Maureen, you know what? You were never really in my good book. You were never really in my good book, but this is some shady shit. And this got nothing to do with a possible Fed.
No, he had nothing to do with that. He messed up everybody. He messed up everybody because one side of the draw was a slam draw, and the other one was a 250 in Vienna.
Exactly.
That was bad.
Which unfortunately is why you ended up with. And listen, I know everybody. I know all the press is great about Kevin. I know people like him. He's got a nice dog and a nice wife. I guess I don't know.
Oh my god.
But I mean, really, these are the only thing that makes anybody appealing to people. But realistically, Kevin Anderson should.
Y'all know I love my Pablo. Y'all know I love my Pablo, and I will be happy for those change. But Pablo got no fucking business being in the second week of the U.S. Open.
I know.
Got no business. Pablo got no business being in the second week.
Well, he can take you to a good dinner now, at least.
And not even the round of 16. The round of 16 would have been cute for Pablo, and he would have been happy with that shit. But Pablo got up in the semifinal, and Pablo almost got to the finals, but he fucked up on some key points. Listen. Pablo could have been in the final.
And then what would and then we would have had a final, and then it would have been even worse. But it might have been maybe it would have been faster, slower.
I would have walked to Queens and I would have told him stop.
He probably
because this is porn. This
Pablo would have found a reason to withdraw.
No. Pablo. No, Pablo would have really tried in a final. So yeah, I mean the original problem was the dodgy draw.
Two breadstick and a bagel.
But the original
Diva Down is savage. When have you ever seen Diva Down showed mercy? When?
Listen,
when?
I'm not
Tell
saying
me a match
listen,
where Diva Down showed
I don't
mercy.
Care.
I mean, I'm not saying he did, but the problem for me, listen, as great as Rafa was, it's the same thing that happened at Roland Garros. I mean,
boring
as hell. And also losing the first set just to create a little bit of drama, fine, whatever. And the whole floating the potential knee issue that they floated before the start of the tournament, I didn't see any problems with Rafa's knees. And people were talking about Rafa playing as good as he ever has, which, by the way, I don't know, because did he play anyone that was below 50? So didn't. I don't know.
Listen, he did not play anyone to get to this title inside the top 20. Zero people.
That's great.
That hasn't happened since, what did I just read? Sampras was the last person.
Was that a gift? When did they do it for Sampras? Did they give it to him as a way for him to leave the game? Was that his final?
Shut your mouth, Andre.
No, he beat Agassi in the finals in 2002. Don't you be out coming for Pete.
I don't remember what year
don't
it is.
Be coming
I just
for
said
Pete.
He was the last one to do it like this. I think the US gave Rafa a salad.
I'm not one of those people who get mad
and be like, you know, he didn't beat anybody in the top 20 or whatever. But you know, I just gotta say something. Let me go back and pull a receipt for Andreen. I know you're okay talking about you missed Nole.
I missed Nole.
Wait. You made your points.
Feisty.
But okay. It's unfortunate we've never had a Diva Dal and a Nole final on this podcast, have we? I don't know.
Maybe not. Wasn't their last encounter maybe 2014 or so? Maybe. So yeah,
we've had finals. We've had them in finals, but never major finals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
But anyway,
they've been federal.
But let me just say, wait. Anytime a Diva Dal and a Nole finals and the ATP tour, what do you say? It's the same fucking point every single
time. But at least it would be long. At least, at least the outcome is uncertain. It's the same damn point and the outcome is uncertain.
True. Right? But here's the problem with that. This podcast was not going to be recorded at 12 o'clock.
But let's just talk serious though. What is wrong with the ATP? Like, this was a great opportunity for a lot of people to step up and step in and do some damage. And where did they go? Where did everybody go? Because everybody was counting on Federer to do it. That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, that's unfair. And Federer said, you know, he said, I'm not the favorite to win this. He said it before the beginning of the tournament.
Yeah, sure.
I'm happy that Delpo took him out in full sets.
Even with a wonky back, he had a chance to get further than he should have. even that. Yes. So let's just, you know, we know.
Let us just talk about some people we need to just talk about. Okay.
Sure.
Alexander Zverev, we're never going to talk about him on a slam, okay? When we had a 250, 500 in a Master Series, you could make him the favorite, the dark horse, the light horse, the in-between, the predicted winner. We can talk about him there, okay? Zverev is now Svitolina of the ATP, okay?
No!
He is the Svitolina of ATP. We showing up for on tour, but when we get to the big money draw where everybody's watching you on TV, you don't do shit. Okay, motherfucker has never gone around. You know what? You know who's a dark horse at majors? Misha Zverev. That's who's a dark horse at Misha Zverev.
No, listen.
Okay? With his with his one trick pony, Misha Zverev is doing much better than his brother.
Sasha needs to hit the fucking gym. He's weak. He physically cannot handle it.
I'm not sure about weak because you know what?
First of all, he and Borna Church are approximately the same age. How can Borna grind out there for five sets?
Look at his body. Look at
but you know what? I can get it. But
a fucking stick figure. He needs some meat on his bones.
Girl, Janina.
What?
Ain't no way Borna Church is supposed to be blowing anybody off a court with that forehand, okay? That's not even a four.
Although, listen, their head-to-head is a solid two-hand.
A gym rat. He's stronger. That's my point.
And their head-to-head suggests actually differently. Borna Church does own Zverev. But the problem for me, though, is it was early on. You can't use tiredness. Because guess what? He punked out of Cincy early. So he had plenty left in his leg. Problem with his ass was his game got a bit exposed. Which is the fact that this dude likes to sit at the back of the baseline and hit too many fucking balls. He was not willing to take control of that match. Church was able to, and George, it was on. I was like, all right, you go, snatches from him.
I mean, just like, I'm like Zverev, Sasha, why the fuck are you 20 feet behind the baseline and Bona forehand is in the service box? Why are we doing this?
Although Rafa was able to do that and he was fine.
Well, you know, he needs to get
But you know what? Bona ain't doing nothing on that forehand. The commentator was, because Zverev won the first set, and the commentator was dogging Bona on his forehand. They were just like air. Just like, I don't know what happened. And it's true. Is when he's about to make contact with the ball, he does some weird movement where he's almost like, let me just gently slap it. Let me just give it a little pat on the butt.
All I know is that if Darian was more focused and he could have actually taken a set from Zverev in his first round match.
Exactly.
And how nice would that have been? Like I think he served for the first set. He served for the first set and got completely, you know, flummoxed and whatever, and then took it in a tiebreak, and that was a mess. But he was always very close, and I was like, if he was just like a better, had more control, he might have actually been able to do that match.
You had more control over a weak Federer, a sick Federer dragging his back. You were able to moxie up energy and stamina for that.
That was a final.
Alexander Zverev cannot fucking play.
Get out of here. Girl, we ain't checking for you at no more majors because your ass can't get out of the second round. Have a seat in the corner with the other scrub.
Until he at least makes week two. That's it.
So what else happened?
Dominic Thiem. Oh my God.
What a fucking cocksucker. That motherfucker turned out to be this tournament. My God. What a dumbass, man. He had so many chances. I'm like, are you going to get your fucking life together?
Oh, my God. Dominic Thiem. How pitiful is that? Listen,
you know what's funny?
He's never beaten
Delpo. He's never beaten Delpo.
But he had a chance to. Listen.
This time around, he had many chances to.
Listen, losing the third set, I understand, right? Two sets up, you're probably a little too comfortable in yourself. You know, the crowd's coming at you. But the fourth and then the fifth, no.
Girl,
nope.
Listen.
Nope.
Delpo couldn't even hardly fucking walk.
Yeah.
You got to win that, man.
Exactly. You have to win that and, match. And Dominic did the right thing. Excuses. You notice those sets were like 6-1, 6-2.
Oh my God!
He served for the third set. I don't know what Delpo got from Doc Professor Snape.
He was
Professor
waiting for Snape his
roll up on that coat and give some magical potion to Delpo.
Something fucking kicked in.
Delpo's not used to Tylenol.
That shit was Meldonium.
That was some Tylenol 7. Meldonium. That is not extra strength Tylenol across if you get from the pharmacy.
You know what? Team got in his own way. I mean, I just don't know.
He got in his own way. I mean, like at the beginning, he. You don't see those crabby eyes on TV. You don't see those crabby eyes on TV. It's very weird when you see him in person. Like, what the fuck is this?
Although, yeah. Right? They're so small. Ultimately, I can't get too upset with Team because it was one of the better matches of the tournament in terms of energy and the crowd.
Yeah, it was. That is precisely why he lost the match.
Because I was there live. I could not fucking get these fucking Argentinians, man. They got there.
The Romanians of the men's tour.
Yes, they are. Let me just explain to you the thing. Okay, so, you know, I'm pissed because, of course, I want this match on Louis Armstrong because I fucking had tickets for Louis Armstrong. But Louis Armstrong was that shitty little thing they put together, and it only accommodates, I think, 8,000 people. But
oh wow,
yeah, it used to do more. But grandstand is now 10. So. Unfortunately, you know what happens. You know you show up to a tournament. You know you show up to a court, anticipating the next match, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting
That's
through
right.
another match. But the problem is, you know what they put on
that
there?
That was the fourth match. I think.
No. They fucking put the Bryan brothers there. Nobody.
Oh shit!
You know what that means? Nothing else is going on the grounds. I'm about to say something real mean, but this is live, and let me just explain. Do not schedule two ladies matches on the main courts, okay? I know people think it's horrible, I know it's unfair, but you had a ladies match going on Armstrong and you had a ladies match going on Ash. There was absolutely no way you were gonna be able to go on grandstand freely. There was just because if they had flipped the order, mm-hmm. They should have flipped the order because what they had was they had a Coco match. They should have flipped the order and had Rafa play third because crowd control would have insisted that there would be more room on grandstand. So what happens is for people who just like men's tennis, the only match on offer was the Bryan brothers doubles. So that means grandstand was absolutely packed.
Well, and not to mention they draw a strong crowd anyway.
They draw a strong crowd anyway. And so people were
I don't know why, because they got chicken. They got toothpick legs.
Doesn't matter.
I can't believe
they're
it.
Fun. They're fun. They're fun. They're American. That. It's whatever. Yeah. It's a name. Whatever. But the thing was it was a fire hazard, people. folks were sitting in everywhere. And then, so of course, we're all looking around. I was with Sean that day. We're walking around. We're like trying to get in the fucking Delta. We're like, it's impossible. So we get up there. We're like, well, we'll just see what we can do. And I look around. It's like, these bitches ain't leaving. None of these people are going to leave. And then the Argentinians started singing. And I was like, oh, this match is going to be on. It was the best.
Yeah, that's why. So team was serving for the match up 5-4, I think it is.
Great. Yep. And they started singing, right?
They started singing, and then he's looking at the crowd. What the fuck were y'all for the first two sets? Get the fuck out of here. He was visibly pissed. Like, why is this shit happening now?
Oh my God.
And then for the first time out of nowhere, he lost his serve.
He was an idiot. He got the
and
guy
then he got his shit together. And I think he had several match points in the tiebreak or something. Oh, he played one of the most horrible tiebreaks. You think he got like 1 point?
Yep.
Didn't he bitch about the crowd when it was over?
He should have bitched
like
about himself
or something.
I'm sure they were.
He should have said shit right then and there.
No, I think he did. Didn't he
got
say
time
something?
For this shit in the press conference? Because ain't nothing you can do after that. When you pissed at the crowd, tell these motherfuckers, "Fuck you, shut the fuck up." No. Your man is losing, and I'm about to take it. You bring it to the crowd.
Exactly. When you
ain't
wanna...
no point talking about this shit in
the
press
who,
conference.
Do you know who fucked over the crowd? Rafa. The crowd was ready to go off in that Rafa Delpo match. And Rafa was like, no, I'm gonna make your man
suffer. Not today.
That crowd could not get it up for poor Delpo. They tried a few songs and it would just trail off.
He was like one big giant limp dick.
Exactly. So what Dominic should have done, he should have never let that food set go away the breadstick.
Yeah.
Because then they were like,
then they were rabid. Then they're like, it's on now. Delpo could really set this now. And then that's all Delpo needs. Which, by the way, I'm about, you know, me and Delpo, we used to go way back. But Delpo is just about playing spoiler. I'm sorry. Delpo shows up just to snatch your favorites. Snatch your favorites out of contention and then don't do
and
anything.
And then he fizzles out.
Rio 2016. And
then you got to hear him talking to
Wimbledon.
Fucked up Muppet voice.
You snatch Stan and then you ain't got nowhere to go. You snatch Federer, fine, it's okay. And then you like, Rafa, I don't think I'm going to be able to hang, honey. I can't with you tonight. I can't.
Right?
He had nothing left in his legs. That was pretty clear. Nothing. He was lucky to get the first set.
About that match. Nothing.
I know. Like, I was surprised.
It didn't matter. Nothing.
I'm surprised he even had energy for Federer. I thought he would have been done in that match, but.
Well, I think
the
Federer
only reason
was...
he got past Federer is because Federer wasn't 100%.
And I think he was conflicted. He was conflicted about whether he wanted to win that match. Because I think Federer knew that if he won this, I think he knew.
Federer struggled the entire tournament.
And he waited until he found a legitimate person to lose to.
Yep.
He's like, Delpo looks like he can handle Rafa. Nope.
Yep.
At least
in Detroit. In fact, someone wrote in the Daily Post, and I don't read the Daily Post. I'm sorry, they don't. Well, they wrote that, you know, the men's tournament collapsed.
It did.
As soon as Federer lost.
Not as soon as Federer lost.
Why?
It collapsed from the beginning. I'm sorry.
As soon as the draw came out.
The Fidel semis. And you knew that whoever got through that was going to be the winner.
Yeah, you can't build a tournament around the semifinal.
I mean, you certainly can't. And you certainly can't build it around a lower half that was pitiful to watch. I mean, listen, it sounds so bad, right? I don't want to take anything away from Kevin Anderson because it's great that these people get to a final. But the reason why you don't want any upsets is because you get a final like the one you got today.
And I have, but I mean, in Kevin Anderson's defense.
I'm mad at Sam Querrey. I still say Sam would have played Rafa better.
Well, he has played Rafa better.
Exactly. Reels thinks I'm crazy.
No,
but I was pissed when Querrey lost. I wanted him in that final because that would have been a real upset. And the reason I say that is not because Querrey is so great.
No,
Querrey enough big moments and in enough big matches where he has come out the victor.
He could have handled the moment. Yeah.
Looked like a shadow of himself today because he couldn't handle the moment. He needed his serve and it was nowhere to be found.
Honey,
like,
what did you say about that? Real said that. Remember when he was up two sets on Novak? I was like, you're here with two things, a serve and a forehand.
Yeah,
where did they both go?
When that one trick pony, the one trick pony can't produce that one trick.
That's why I wanted so bad for it to be Querrey because I thought he will give. If out of the two of them, it wasn't guaranteed because again, it's Sam Querrey. But out of the two of them, I felt that he would have been the one who was going to put up the better efforts, handle the moment better, really go for it. And I don't think that Anderson didn't go for it, but I'm sure that he was extremely emotionally overwhelmed.
But how you gonna show up as a big man with a huge serve and be fighting for your serve the whole freaking
time? That, my friend, is what nerves looks like. We saw it today. That's why that was pathetic. You know, I don't, that Idris person on Twitter that comes out of the woodwork every 5 months says, well, let's see what you guys say when he goes up a set. I'm thinking, Anderson's not getting a set off or off of today, but okay. Okay.
Well, he's spoken like a Rafa fan. You know, Rafa fans were nervous the whole time, and I'm sitting there going,
why?
What?
Right?
What? You know, you're nervous about Kevin Anderson?
I miss Nolan Stan because you know what? Nolan Stans don't behave like this. They'd be like, my boy is crushing your boy. He's crushing your boy. My boy ain't losing. That's how they be acting. even, but you know what? It's always fun to watch the timeline when he's losing. They're like, he's gonna get this break just now. Watch and see. Yes, momentum. He won his service game. Yes, just get back into the moment.
No, one, there was no,
just, you know,
there was no point in time that I had any doubt about the outcome of this match, and that is just sad. There was right? none whatsoever.
I mean, I did contemplate sleep.
I don't miss. I wanted to say I miss Stanley more than I would have missed Diva Nole, but you know, oh, Stanley don't defend. You know, Stanley don't defend titles unless it's Chennai, right? only
Chennai he'd be defending. So plus, I don't want to see Stan go up against Rafa in a final. Stan's crappy against Rafa. I mean, he did that once. And
he won his first final, yeah.
That's it. That was it. And then he's never been able to really replicate it ever since.
Oh, God.
So, no,
Stanley, get your shit together because Donna Vekka seemed like she'd be doing better than you. fine. Just saying, your girl getting her shit together.
I feel like Stan made up this injury to pull out for the rest of the year. I feel like it's not real.
I mean, I think it's a real injury, but I don't think he needed to take the entire year. But I think he decided, you know what? Let's work on some. He's gonna work on whatever he needs to work on to be better on grass.
Because
I think
getting some other girl knocked up. Watching.
No, I think Dan wants. He wants the Grand Slam, the calendar, not the calendar, but he wants all of the slams.
He wants the Grand, the Grand Slam.
Yeah, he wants the Grand. He wants all of it.
Oh my God!
About Chad the bitches. Says,
why couldn't Venus have played Kevin Anderson in the final?
Oh shit! That would have been great.
We all wish that. We all wish.
But you know what? I know. I gotta give something. I gotta give some talk to the French boys. I just gotta say, there's a lot of people.
Oh, the French.
Let me just see the men's bottom half. I know it's a little bit reshuffled. But I mean, let me just call us a motherfucker who should have done some shit here. Shouldn't have had
Kevin Anderson in
Kevin
the final.
Anderson at PCB up in day. Honestly, I don't even way. Actually hold on, let me get the new draw because you know Andy Murray fucked up my old draw. So they reshuffle that shit.
You're making an awful lot of noise. What the hell? I mean, like, where's he going? He lives in New York City. You know,
let me do like the British. These Scottish people are always fucking up shit.
What are you waiting for, Reels? Get with the program. What are you talking about?
I have my paper here. So in the bottom half, you have Sam Querrey. I mean, these young people just didn't do shit, right? I mean, like,
they didn't take advantage.
I mean, come on now. For 2017?
That's all
right. Y'all got a third. Do you know, here's a crazy statistic, right? In the men's draw, I was speaking to Janine about this. In the men's draw, there's 128 men. And about 48 of them are 30 years or over.
Well, that's to be understood.
That's about 40%.
That's just kind of crazy, silly.
That's
just because of the nature of the game. Like, clearly, you've noticed the older guys have figured out how to basically, like, put a stranglehold on the tournament. So the younger guys, they can't compete in fitness level. They just can't. If this was a tournament filled with young boys, then sure, you know, the fittest one of them wins. But if it's a tournament with young boys versus older guys who understand their bodies better, it's inevitable. It's just inevitable. I mean, I will say that it is noteworthy that Rafa is playing as if he has never experienced any injury. This is like fresh. Rafa outlasted Young'uns. Did you notice that?
Well, I mean,
they didn't have
any
seating, but they were young kids. Rafa was running.
Rafa tends to amp things up at the U.S. Open when he wants to win. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think he wanted to win this year because, first of all, he's number one, so he has to justify that ranking. I mean, how are you going to be number one with just one?
He didn't need to be. He already won the French.
Kit. Yeah, and you liked his kit. I mean,
although I was pissed off just a few minutes ago when he always takes his shirt off and puts his jacket on. I wanted that jacket to be black so bad. It would have been so pink? Much nicer if it was black with pink, accents.
I was giving props to Nike when Nike was playing on the tour, like, you know, in Cincinnati and whatnot. But Nike showed up in New York and they were a hot fucking mess.
No, people seem to like his black like
kids.
They look like kids. They let kindergarten, like pre-K kids playing the paint. and they just mess up on white fabric, and it's just that mucky.
I'm so bad. My Rafa can't even allow me to see if he looked good or not. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't.
I'm sorry. Not because it's night. That means he had on the black
short shorts that showed off his legs, and we know Rafa has great legs. And you know what? Listen.
And he has a fat ass, and you like a fat ass.
Black on anyone at night at the U.S. Open is just special. There's just something special about it, and it looks damn good.
Nope, sorry. I don't think I think it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, all right.
It's an overplayed theme. It's an overplayed theme. It's night. Black. Oh, whatever.
Black, because he's got to. You got to replicate the Darth Federer look.
I wanted it to be Federer. I was jealous that it wasn't Federer.
You can wear purple. You can wear semi-black. You can wear yellow.
But you could tell who's gonna win. Nike was like, "I'm putting Rafa in black because it looks like Rafa's gonna have this one."
Probably.
That's how it worked out. I like that they split the titles all year. They're like, "Hey, basic ATP,
nothing.
We're gonna take it.
Before. Cute boys.
And you're gonna take it." I do like.
Real did not like Kova Kid.
I do like at the end of the day that both of them took their specialty. So Federer took the grass, Rafa took the clay, and then they split the hard. So yeah, you know.
And AO played fast, and US Open didn't. There you go.
Chad, when you say TF will look good, I don't think you're talking about his kid. You wanted to talk about when he's not without his kid.
Okay, but let's talk about. Before we move on from the guys, let's talk about some of the standouts though. The men were some losers overall, but standout was definitely TFO's fight.
I mean, yes, TFO's fight. I gotta say, a standout for me was John Isner losing. I mean, that was a highlight.
Oh shit!
I'm like, motherfucker. This guy only got one trick. One trick. Boo boo. You know he's coming to the net. Awesome. You are like 7 foot tall. Lob the motherfucker. Lob him.
That was great. I do love Misha. I mean, love it when the thing about Misha's tennis, and I said it before, is that when it's on, it looks great. But when it's off, it looks like it did the dance with Sam Querrey.
Right.
He looked like an idiot. It looked basic. He looked like he was playing juniors, and Sam was playing in the
seniors. Oh, Sam was just like, let's pick a plate. You know what it looks like? It looks like Federer versus Andy Roddick.
Oh,
US Australian Open.
That's wrong.
2007.
Yes. It looks like come to the net. Let me pass your ass. Come. It's just like taking candy from a baby. Yeah.
Wow.
Anisha, Sam ain't that kind of player, okay? No. Sam ain't that kind of player to be doing that to you, okay? Girl, fix your life.
I know. He made Sam look like he was a genius. I was like, oh, this is embarrassing for everyone. But no, TFO definitely stand out. Taro Daniel taking one set of a Rafa, but now we realize that was just Rafa's plan all along. So I don't know how respectable that was. But you kept
Schwartzman. I mean, y'all got to be there.
Schwartzman taking out Chilich. Brutal.
No. Let us not forget that Chilich wasn't even sure he was going to play because
let us not forget that the ATP let Roger Federer get to the quarterfinals. He don't even have a real back. So you did your job, okay? When you see your opponent around like hobbling and suffering, you don't check. Yeah. You ask him how he's doing in the locker room. Well, when he's across the net. Wait for when you're in the locker room. Hey, what was going on with you? You didn't seem your usual self. You know what? I talked to you after I finished my next match. That's
Rublev. And also,
Sell yourself some earphones. Oh, sorry.
Rublev. He had a wonderful
wonderful run.
But then he ran into Rafa, and Rafa was like, here's your bagel and a breadstick. Thanks. You're real nice.
But can we talk about the people who didn't do shit? The French boys. All of them.
When do the French ever do anything?
This was it, French boy. This was your time. Y'all not gonna get another major where all of y'all were basically in the bottom half. But I knew was fucked up when Andy Murray fucked up the drop.
You're gonna have them all back. The next major, everyone comes back. You're gonna have a healthy Nole, a healthy Andy, theoretically, and a healthy Stan. There goes your shot.
I mean, y'all had Nicholas Mahut resting.
y'all had Nicholas Mahmoud putting in the work. Yeah, fucking guess it wasn't doing.
Yes, Chad. Yes, you know who? Oh my God, the biggest. Let's give us the biggest party pooper award goes to Gregor.
Gregor.
Oh Jesus!
I even forgot about him.
Gregor. Yeah, Chad reminded me. Chad said Gregor, Monfils, and Sanga bombed out. Yes, they did. So many chances for those
three. Yeah, I forgot I was mad at Gregor. Yeah.
Who did Gregor lose to? Is it Rublev?
I don't know.
Yes, it was Rublev. You know, Rublev, everyone lost to Rublev in straight sets. I don't know what the fuck was going on. And I watched him and I can't. I mean, like, listen, the biggest problem he had was with his own shirt. That was the only problem. He was hitting the ball. I don't know what he was doing to the ball, but every one of his opponents was like, I'm going to lose to you in straight sets. Thanks. Sorry.
I don't know how David Goffin even got up in the draw because he was not playing anyway.
Rublev must have surprised them. He didn't know. I mean, I guess on some level, was he playing attacking tennis? Not even. I mean, I took a look at him. I watched his ass in the sun. And I was like, okay. I mean, he hits a nice ball, but nothing spectacular. And then, of course, immediately upon meeting Rafa, he got his ass handed to him in the day quarterfinal. So there goes. There was nothing going on there. So, yeah. Go back to the drawing board, ATP. And I hope that there is a savage hot takes about the ATP standard right now. Because if this was any other kind of tournament, we'd be talking about how crappy this whole performance was. Nobody performed to their ability.
Because if this were the WTA and Venus and Serena had split the majors, I would have been dragging that shit. It would have been.
I mean, I wouldn't have mind that world. I wouldn't have mind a world in which Venus had two majors.
They would have been dragging it, but you know, I would have been like, fucking Venus, you didn't get a third major. But you know.
I wouldn't have minded. Oh my God. But it is true. Like, the ATP needs to seriously take a look at what they're doing to their sport, because these guys, you cannot have the two oldest guys like splitting the majors. I mean, listen, they're talented. They're great. They're awesome. But and when you have an somebody open draw, such in there. Somebody can sneak in and something. I mean, especially even this draw. Even this.
Yeah. Point, I mean, even your draw is, one. I mean, come on now. I mean, like, you know, I love my PCB. You know, I love being his imaginary side piece. But I mean, come on now.
Yeah. He draws to be, step
I mean,
up.
Like.
Yeah, to step up. Somebody.
I mean,
on.
PCB.
Even at Wimbledon.
And Kevin Anderson in the semifinals.
Even at Wimbledon.
This is not Winston-Salem. This is not that tournament. This is U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows. These two boys should have no business being in there. But you know what?
It's
they
low
can
enough.
Say, you know, you know what?
It's hard clay. I mean, it's hard clay. That's the other thing. I will say, though, it was hard clay. It was hard clay because there were points that went on to Tula. This is the thing I don't understand. It is the fucking U.S. Open. If this, this is what
fast.
People tell me. Your top players are huge guys with big serves. Why are you making the court perfect for clay court players? I don't get that. I've been asking that for years. Why don't you play favorite
was,
with the court a little bit?
You know,
why
I was,
is the
well,
Australian
hoping,
Open
I bet they're
going to
learn the lesson this time around because the
they
figure
never
when
do.
They make it
they
slow.
Never
hey,
do.
Watch, watch. The figure they're gonna make it slow and when they got a 1 or 1.5 finals, they make that shit fast again next year, though. They'll fix that shit.
No, the courts were really slow. Lovely drama girl, yes. I sat there and I just the ball you couldn't kill a ball. You could not kill it. There was no point where you could have a winning shot. You just were just it was just retrieving left and right, retrieving left and right. I have my sense of it too, though, was some of the outside courts felt a little bit faster than the than Armstrong or Ash. Ash was slow as molasses. I don't know whether I know that apparently they did do some extra sanding on the court, but that was it. I mean, listen, it was not playing like fast court tennis. And your serve did nothing on that court, which is partially what happened to Kevin as well. He wasn't helped by the court.
Right.
Kevin could have been helped by the Sam could have been. Isner could have been. That's what I'm talking about. Those are your top Americans. It's basically like slowing down the court when Andy Roddick was your number one player, American player. Why would you do that? That doesn't make sense. Yeah. I mean, it's corporate dollars, obviously. Corporate dollars, you want longer points. But your American guys can't play long points. And also, I think it would really help the younger guys break through if the courts were just a tad faster.
Yeah.
I really do. Because it, you're right. Maybe it is about physical fitness. Maybe they can't go on for five sets. But you got to help these kids out a little bit. Let them hit big forehand bombs. Come on.
If you're going to slow down the court, right? How about you tell your fellow Americans, hey, we're slowing down the court, so your forehand and a big serve can't work. Learn to volley. Learn
to do something else. Don't tell them to do it. The easier thing to do is to speed up the court. Why do you have a slow...
Play to your strengths. Don't try to change your plans.
Yes.
This is the U.S. Open.
A faster court. I agree, Chad. A faster court could have helped Venus. This is what I'm saying.
It would have helped Venus.
You know, I mean,
a lot of things would have helped Venus.
Think about what Sloane was able to do. At the end of the day, Sloane is a tremendously defensive player.
Yeah.
Getting she one made Madison look like a hot over man. And over and over again.
No, you didn't watch the Venus and Sloane match reels. That match on a fast court would have never the first set, second set, shit. It was one rolling over the other. The third set was the good stuff. And, you know, listen, Sean.
It can't be good if Venus didn't win. I don't know what you're talking about.
Shut your mouth and listen.
What did you say?
It was, he said, I hear your snotty nose.
I know. Listen, we all, everyone in the chat.
Whatever, don't be complaining. You won't get sick, they pay here. You won't get
Everyone is complaining. Yes, the courts were slow and they fucked everybody else. Because also another thing, a little bit of faster court and it would have helped Delpo. It really would have. It would have helped Delpo in that matchup against Rafa. You basically set the court up so that only one type of person's tennis would have been fine. And guess what? Neither of them was here. Andy Murray wasn't here and Nole wasn't here. So you got the slow ass court built for just one guy. And guess what? He got your title. And that's cool. But at the same time, it certainly would have helped if you, I mean, like, I don't understand it. American tennis. Everybody knows American tennis is a big serve and a forehand.
It doesn't translate to any kind of dollars for you.
No.
It doesn't translate to any kind of dollars for you because that trophy is going to Mallorca Academy over there. That's where it's going.
I mean, for all their pro-American shit, they certainly didn't create anything.
I swear to you. I'm telling you, see? I'm telling you, this kind of bullshit, you see, this kind of like one-track mind, it don't make any money. As much as they think they could be, they're leaving so much dollars on the table. So much dollars on the table.
Well, they did, you know, because I've seen the numbers that said that the women's final had one of the highest ratings they've had. So imagine, and that's just because it was American interest. I get it.
There was a compelling narrative there.
If you wanted that, I'm telling you right now, I can't imagine the ratings being good for the men's final. I just can't. Maybe the last 10 minutes.
Listen,
people would have.
Well, I tell you what. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
I know. And they knew that was a gimme.
Let me tell y'all a little secret. Whatever numbers they got, they can't. I know those numbers cannot include me because I didn't watch a single point. I didn't even watch them come out on the fucking court. Why? I wish that finals was like a lot of numbers. Where would I have been going and playing off and win some fucking money?
Oh my God.
Predictable as hell.
Let's talk about the women and be done with this tournament.
The women had a great... I mean, you can't judge the women's tournament by the final. Because overall, the women had a really wonderful tournament.
They did. There were good matches.
Let me just give special mention and special shout out here to Sebastova. You got rid of that Meldonium heifer. Thank you very much. Because she was just mucking up this tournament. It was just a hot mess. They're trying to praise this girl.
I'm annoyed that she got that far. Who could have taken her out? Somebody else could have taken her out. Well, no, they gave her... Oh, I'm sorry. That's all.
They gave her a hell up.
Let's all apologize to Simona. Whoa. Oh,
I'm Simona. Done with Simona. Simona's Bye, a fucking Simona. Idiot.
Do you know my policy, right?
What's your policy?
You know, I wanted to feel sorry for Simona. Have Darren carrying on her in her purse and in her bed. Stop word. But you know what? I'll put that, okay? There's no reason why Darren Cahill should be out here giving some kind of commentary because Simona's game hasn't. Because I don't know how the fuck you're gonna have some girl roll off of a doping ban who barely played any matches She's rusty as hell, and Timon out there fucking it up. And Timon is trying to be number one.
I know.
I mean, like, I don't understand this. Like, what other, you know what I mean? Come on now, Simona.
Although I didn't mind it because
it can't be an easy setup.
Simona wasn't okay.
It can't be an easy setup, you know. I bet you what? Had Serena come off of maternity leave and showed up in that first round match.
Cut it out right now.
Simona would have been playing her ass off, right? She would have been
She tried. Listen, she tried, though, but Simona's never beaten Maria. So that was always going to be a difficult ask. She's never done it, so... Even though you would think she was in an optimal position because she had been playing for years, she'd been playing longer. Maria knew exactly what she was going to get with Simona. And you know what? She was like on adrenaline and it was perfect. It was a perfect setup. The problem for Simona is you could have had Maria Sharapova if she had gone through qualifying and then you would have been like, what, her fourth match? And then she would have been really feeling the sauce.
Do you know how many wild cards Maria has for this year?
Instead, you got her fresh. But Simona didn't mind her. Simona did not mind wild cards being given to her. So she got what she deserved. And we've lost
Janine. This is Maria. This was Maria's 10th wild card. And I think this is probably her third or fourth tournament back.
Yeah.
At least it's six.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it hasn't.
And no one is trying to make her play qualifying and she's just building up her ranking. And this is what I don't understand. Because I don't know. I don't even think did Sloan get how many wildcards Sloan got?
Two.
Probably two?
Yeah.
Right?
Two.
And she played, what, four tournaments, right?
Yeah. Her ranking got up fast enough that she played it after a while.
She put in the work.
She put in the work.
She didn't win. She didn't win any tournament unless until this one. She put in the work.
She's like, I'm going to skip all winning tournaments and just get to the US.
She moved from 926 to 17 in the world. So when y'all motherfuckers out here talking about some punishing Maria for doping or whatever, don't tell me shit. Tell me, I'm going to tell you about Sloan. Because here's someone who did her job, who played fair, who didn't cheat, and put in the fucking work and was rewarded for it. I'm not here for y'all giving some bland, doping Russian queen some a whole bunch of mess and excuses and telling me she should be forgiven. She don't think she did anything wrong.
Okay, we're not going to go down that road. I'm just like, Simona Halep it was unfortunate for her. And it was unfortunate for the WTA that they basically eliminated one of their top players in the first week by giving out this.
Did it really matter though? Because I think it's Simona,
but you know what? That journey of almost being number one, that was like, basically, they basically annihilated that storyline for her. Like they sacrificed her for Maria, really. That's what they did.
Oh,
if I were her, I'd be an angry girl, but I'm sure she's not. She's just thinking.
Yeah. Well, only Caroline alone had each other fucking understand it. Why is this woman on the court?
Caroline is the only one that took it for the team, that took one solid for the team.
Yeah, she said it while she was losing, right? You know, because nobody ain't trying to listen to the loser, right? It's unfortunate, but she had a valid point. When you're winning, right? She had a valid point. There was no reason for this girl to be getting all these marquee matches and treatment. And I'm sure she got her own special card and she don't even have the ranking for it. Maria wasn't catching the bus with everybody else.
Well, that's fine. I mean, but at the end of the day, Savastova took care of her. Like a normal person should. That's what you should be taking care of, somebody who hasn't played tennis and, you know, shouldn't have even been there. And she took care of her. And then calmly went away the next round.
It was a tough match. It was a tough match.
Oh, shit. You know what my favorite thing on the women's side was? Watching Madison Keys kick the shit out of fucking Coconut.
Oh, that's sad. You know what? I was watching a show and I saw that score line and I think my eyes went up in my head and everybody's like, what happened? I was like, girl, this score line is tragic.
Man, listen. Coco was looking at her box. At some point, she was like,
how did she turn that around so much?
Madison Keys came out there cracking the ball. It was like she was seeing a basketball.
Yeah.
And she couldn't miss.
Second serve was on. First serve was on.
And she was hitting that ball. I mean, we know she has power and she has easy power, but Coco can usually handle that power. Even if it goes awry for a little bit, Coco can make adjustments and hang with it. Coco couldn't do shit.
How
Nothing.
Is that possible? Coco knows Maddie's game like the back of her own ass, doesn't she?
Madison Keys couldn't she couldn't miss. Her serve was on. That forehand was on. She was coming up to the net. We were expecting Coco to come to the net. Madison said, uh-uh, let me show you what I got. She looked so good at the net. I mean, she just, it was stellar from her. So good. I don't know that I've ever seen her hit such a clean ball.
I mean, it was shocking because I was watching. I watched Madison Keys versus Svitolina live. So, of course, you know, I took a friend and she just watches tennis with me generally every year. So I was like, oh, this should be a solid match. I think, you know, at least three sets. I was like, or, you know, Svitolina can go like crazy and take care of Madison quickly. Right. Uh-huh. So, you know, the first set's back and forth. So she's like, oh, OK. All right. And then the next thing I know, Svitolina blitzes Madison Keys in what, 15 minutes in the second set?
Right.
Well, friend, that's what my Maddie friend did over to me, and she's like, oh, I see what you mean, because Svitolina just dialed in. It was the weirdest thing. I don't even think Madison knew what the fuck happened to her in that second set. Svitolina was like, I shouldn't have lost that set, and she just pulled her game. She's tightened everything up. She just tightened everything up. I was just, and then so I thought for sure that she was fully dialed in and ready for that third set, but Madison was feeling herself in that third set, and the crowd was Madison so into it. The crowd was Madison did
that men's fourth set trick. You know, let me just take it easy. You have
something.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Listen, in the second set.
She kicked Coco's ass. She made Coco look like number 2,000 in the world.
Wow! Wow! That's the kind of beating. But you know what? She only had one of those in her because she got to that final and didn't know what to do.
She got that beat in. You know, Karma came back like a bitch. Karma was there.
I didn't get to see it.
Listen, tell you something. But, any of it. Let me tell you something. Madison Keys was panicking inside.
That's what I would imagine.
Let's not even get to that point yet. Let's talk about Venus. Let's talk about Queen Venus. Queen V got to the semifinal.
Why are we talking about Queen V? I mean,
because she's 37. Why? You know what? And you know what? She's what I like about the women's tour right now.
What?
Like, I like Sloan and all of that. And I'm happy she beat Madison. I'm happy Madison beat Coco now. But you know why? It's Sloan. And Sloan is not Venus. It's just the way things are, sweetie. When Venus retire, I'm going to be 100% behind you, Sloan.
I'm not even going to care. Like, honestly, listen, I like Sloan. I like them all. I like them fine. But I just don't have the interest. I think Sloan's
a
little.
Well, I was talking about Venus versus Kvitova match. Kvitova match was a big match too. So I think the WTA had a lot of
That was a good match. That was a fun match to watch.
I was watching that in a bar with a bunch of people, and they were like, "Yeah, we're watching it together." Reels was trying to watch.
Yeah, we were watching it together.
Fucking phone.
I'm not gonna blow up your spot. I'm not gonna blow up your spot, Dream. You're my friend. I'm not gonna blow up your spot.
Mm-hmm. Why are you watching on your phone? Having dinner. No, but at some point in time, I had to get up from the table and be a rude guest and go over to the TV. That looked like it was.
That was a really good match. It was great. It was fun. And it was good to see Petra fight the way that she did. And it was great to see Venus fight and come out on top.
I feel like that's been the theme of the WTA, though. I feel like the theme, unlike, say, the ATP side, where we were like, nobody put up a fight, it felt like the WTA people came into their own in their fight.
I mean, that was, listen, if Petra would have been playing anybody else, I'd have been cheering for her. But I thought, you know what, you've got plenty of time, hopefully, you know, you should. We've said it before, Venus can play, you know, 5 more years, maybe. No, not really. She's 37. That's probably not happening. But she's at the end of her career. You know, when I see these older people play the younger people on tour, men or women, and if that older person is somebody, you know, that's been around and been a fan of mine for a long time, I'm always going to go with them because you want to see them get one more. You kind of just always know that the other one is probably going to have several more chances. Like every time Venus gets close to a final, you got to be thinking this could be it. She may never get back here ever again.
Except
right?
She was like on this whole fucking year.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? What do you think if Venus made it past Sloan? Do you think Madison is less nervous?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
I think that look, Madison.
I don't even care. Madison could have played me.
She's talking. What are you saying, Janina?
I don't think Madison handled the moment, no matter who was on the other side of the net. Yeah. Because that's just Madison. That's what I think.
That's Madison.
No, I just thought,
in the middle of the match.
No, I just thought it's different, right? It's different when you're playing someone that you're expecting to beat versus when you're playing someone that you may not expect to beat. So I just
think she would expect to beat Venus.
I imagine Lindsay would have
I think she would have expected the reverse. Madison Keys went into that match expected to beat Sloane. But I feel like she was playing Venus and, you know, Champ and all that, that maybe her expectations of herself might have been less.
Okay.
Might have helped her.
Might have freed her up
in it.
He beat Venus before, so she probably would have come in the final.
But I mean, like, it's weird how, I don't know. Maybe she would have, but I just wondered if the dynamics would have been different. Do you know if it would have been like different?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, because I figured, you know, I was, unfortunately, I was lazy and I decided to watch it on TV, you know, and that stream, or I get some professional commentator. I had the unfortunate pleasure of having to deal with Christine Everett. And Christine Everett was clearly in Madison's box. And I'm like, Chrissy girl, do you know Madison Keys? Because I know Madison Keys. The problem is that Madison Keys is going to cry at some point. You know, she always choked. You know, she give Garbini and Muguruza a match when having like a bazillion match points. Keys that we know. Madison Keys is mostly off than she is on. Let's be 100 about it. It is good that she was able to marshal herself and get to the final. But you know,
she
looked there was
good the whole tournament. She really looked good,
but you know, a breakdown was imminent. You know, a breakdown.
I mean, I don't know if it was a. I mean, it was. It to my mind, it wasn't like a country mile misses for her. She just was like frozen. Different. Mm-hmm. Different. I mean, it
was the only part of that I saw was the end. I watched match.
No, she made a lot of careless errors.
I watched I watched her come to net and cry on Sloane's shoulder. And I said, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? But at the net, she's sobbing. Like, girl, please, really? Get it together.
Everyone thinks Madison Keys is going to get to another final. But remember, it seems inevitable now in hindsight for everyone, right? But the reality is Madison has been injured more than she's been playing for a while. And so maybe assuming that she's going to get to another final is not something we should do. So she's probably sitting there going, oh my God, this might have been my one shot.
She doesn't have a plan B. Lindsay talked about something ages ago. I think even before Lindsay was her coach, is that you have to find a game when you're not on, that you can play and you can still get through. And she couldn't do it. She didn't
even Sloane. I mean, Sloane, the good thing about Sloane is Sloane plays a kind of tennis that allows her to find a B game if it's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all she had to do was pull in the court.
Up at the net and making, doing classic volleys, textbook perfect volleys, the slice backhand. That's to tell you how confident Sloane was just like. Maddie thought she was facing her best friend. And Sloane was just like, let me give my best friend a breadstick. Let me just
I think Sloane said the exact same. I think Sloane said it right when they interviewed her after and about what her coach told her. She said, her coach just said, just keep moving. Because I don't think Sloane did anything particularly special. But all she really needed to do was keep that ball in play. You know, Sloane is capable of that.
Yeah.
There was no, like, pressure from the other side.
Yeah.
So it's not even like Sloane was like, going on the, you know what I mean? Like, she was like bringing it to Maddie. She was like, listen, let me just keep hitting this ball right down the center, girl.
And you know what? That's ultimately what happened with Venus, because Sloane is so good at one more, make them play one more ball, make them play one more ball. And that's why Venus lost. She can't hang. There were many times that would have made the difference in the match that against anybody else or not as defensive player as Sloane. Venus wins that match because she won the point two or three times. And then Sloane keeps getting it back because she's that good defensively. You know, there were lots of situations like that in the third set between Sloane and Venus. So, I mean, I'm not a fan of that game.
Style?
Sloane has a power along with hers.
Yeah.
that she can unleash. So it's different from watching for Wozniacki. A Wozniacki. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
because if all you're going to do is run around and retrieve balls, but you can't ever do anything with it, you know, but no, Sloan can turn it up a notch and hit that winner when she wants. And
well, so, you know, someone
it makes it a little more palatable.
That Kamau said that when she broke at 3-2 in the first set, she knew it was going to, and honestly, I did too. As soon as she broke Madison, and I was just like, yeah, Madison's not here. I didn't want to see from the first game. I was like, oh, Messi Madison, Messi Maddie is here today. He showed up for this match. But I was like, you know what? Let me just wait and see.
I didn't know. I didn't know if I was going to call it that early. Because I really thought, yes, I understood that she was nervous. But I really thought at some point in time she would settle into it. Because that's why I was like, win quickly, Sloan. Because I was afraid she would wake up. I was afraid she was gonna settle down and realize that shit, I need to play. I need to figure out how to win this match. But she never
did. Was all over that same statement. Christine said that statement all the way up to match point.
That she was gonna get it together.
Maddie was gonna get it together. Maddie was going to get it together. You know, Madison was kids. I mean,
there's a reason. There's a very real reason why there's a hashtag called shit Chrissy says, okay? Don't focus on her too much.
I mean, I don't understand why Chrissy said Maddie was going to wake up when you saw Maddie with a towel over her face and you know she was bawling in a towel and the match still got time to go on.
Well, because we know this. You know, Chrissy's always a bit surprised that these young girls are not like she is. You know what I mean? Or she was.
Ruthless.
Like, she's like ruthless and driven, you know? I mean, basically, Sloan played like Chrissy Everett that day. You know how Chrissy was just getting balls back? That's how Sloan was. It was interesting. Chrissy was all about Madison. And it's funny because, you know, Sloan used to play at her academy. I mean, I don't know why.
But you know what? You know when Sloan went, right? You know, Christine was all about ready to talk about, I've known Madison. You since a little girl.
Yes.
I've known you, Sloan, since a little girl. And it was so, bitch. We got the replay for you, girl. You didn't give two shit about Sloan.
I mean, did you guys notice that? I have to ask. Did you notice that there was, I mean, I mentioned it like it was a little moonlight because I felt like ESPN had been ready for Keys to win and that they had a whole set of things.
They were ready for her to win. Yes,
they were ready for her. And so,
story.
Yeah, and so the first time, the first thing.
About Kamau Maury?
Yeah, but it was so interesting to watch because they spent most of the time begging Sloan to explain why she won and why Madison didn't.
Oh my God.
So weird.
And I'm just like, but really? You know, I thought both toes missed a really golden opportunity because they have already spent their load on the Rafa Federer semifinals, and they blow the load on the WTA on Serena's pregnant and Maria is here. But hey, you have like three people, and I guess we can probably count Rafa to a certain extent. Three people and Rafa who had been out injured for like much of last year and much of the significant portion of this year, and they walked their way back up steady. Because, I mean, Kevin Anderson has been putting in some solid results throughout the year as his comeback is taking his time. And I mean, like, this is, it must feel good for these players. I mean, I know Maddie's gonna feel like shit. But it must be really good to see you put it into work and you're back further than you were before. I mean, there was a narrative I think that the both toes could have been selling, and they kind of missed that bit because
they already sold the comeback for Matt. For Sloan, that was already sold, and nobody was going to be selling the Kevin Anderson comeback because nobody was paying attention to Kevin Anderson.
And again, nobody knows who the fuck Kevin Anderson
is. I mean, and he's like wallpaper when he speaks. I mean, come on, some of these people have to have personality too, you know? I mean, like you can have a great narrative, but you can't wallpaper? Do shit. I mean, he's as tall as wallpaper. You put it against the wall, it leans there, nothing happens. You notice it maybe a couple minutes. It's like startling. You can't buy it.
It's like someone comes to your house. Oh, I like your wallpaper. But, you know, let's talk about the centerpiece.
Oh, man.
But still, I mean, I would be fair and I would talk about their hard work, and I must give them props for that. They put in the hard work. They might not be, excuse me, maybe to sell tickets, but I think they should really take this down as really a really good effort on their part. They did really good work to get to the finals.
No, I mean,
survive, I think, and think the job.
Who else were other standouts? I mean, I think everyone that got to the final was a standout on the women's side or the semis. But I think there are, I mean, I think I was a little disappointed that Ostapenko couldn't kind of ride that wave a little bit better.
Oh, stop.
What?
Kasatkina, that match against her and Kasatkina. Oh, talk about a hot fucking mess. I mean, that was a shit show. I think Ostapenko lost 15 games in a row. No, that can't be 15. But she was up 3-0. And then all of a sudden, he was like, you know what? I'm checking out. I got no business being here. And she just was getting her ass just reamed. And I guess the best part about that match was the press conference when she was just like, oh, I don't know her. I mean, we've played since you were 10, but I don't know her.
This is what I like, though. I count on internal jealousies amongst the players. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the players look at one person emerging, and they want to be that person.
That's like me saying, I don't know my brother. I don't know my brother. I mean, it's not like we live in the same house, but I don't know him.
Oh, man.
I mean, I thought that was so hilarious. And she was like, yeah, we've played juniors since you were like 10 years old. I played matches together, whatever. But I don't really know her. Why you keep saying we're friends? We're not friends. Stop it. That gotta be the comment of the tournament, right? Probably after whatever the hell he told some umpire. And I'm happy to see someone is finally checking Fonini, because this motherfucker has been saying shit all the time. All the goddamn time. And I guess because y'all don't spend your payload on Nasty a while ago, y'all can't go soft on Fonini anymore. You gotta charge that motherfucker all of his alimony. All of his money. No flat rate. No alimony.
Why are you putting him in the divorced category already?
Because Jesus, if Flavia knows what's good for her, she dumped that motherfucker already. No, Flavia is not going to have any type of money. She's not going to have any formula money because Fonini got to play fines. And can I just say one thing? I mean, I know everybody keep going at riding this wave for Eva Astaraki. I'm sorry, more. Everyone, she's not that great of umpire. I don't know how this woman keep getting all these final assignments, and she only plays ITF tournaments.
No, she is pretty good.
No.
She used to do more, and then she decided to cut back.
Yeah, then you can't be Johnny come late and get all the plum assignments. You just can't, because people be putting in all the wild work.
Oh my God, you're so mean.
I'm just saying. There's another woman. I don't know her name. There's another woman. She was coming. She was the umpire for the doubles match. I was watching the doubles semifinals with Barbara Streetsova and Safashova. And you know, Barbara's getting upset because this was about to be her chance to get a Grand Slam, right? She was going to get to a final. But girl, you ain't going to be Hingis. You are not going to be Hingis and Angel, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And Lakeisha. Girls, where did they get these things from? But whatever. These Chinese girls. Anyway, so Barbara's trying to get up in the umpire's face, right? The umpire goes, what is your problem? What are you talking about? The umpire is having no shit with Barbara, so trust me. That is the umpire you should be giving the finals to, not Eva Azaraki. Just saying. But anyway, ladies. Then.
Oh my God, I just saw the comb over on my timeline.
Uh-huh. I told you.
16 slams. Can't help that comb over, though. Oof.
Right?
Tell you, the hydroponic guy.
It was a comb over with a part and all.
It's a hydroponic garden.
Go figure, though. Go figure that Rafa would age so poorly.
Oh, drugs will do that to you.
Oh, no. That's cute, though. Oh.
What did it do?
Yes. Oh. All right. But anyway, so this U.S. Open is in the bag, and it was not so great, and it was boring on the men's side, but exciting as hell on the ladies' side.
But let me ask y'all something. Who would have thought at the U.S. Open, right? These were the names to follow Serena's name. Flavia Panetta, Angie Kerber, and so
on. Oh, my God.
I mean, this is a mixed bag if there ever was.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I like a little oldie tossed in there.
I mean, you know what?
With a wandering US
Open
German.
Has now become like how the Australian Open used to be for the men. Anybody just show up in.
Oh, shit.
You can just roll up in the finals, okay? Like, I might have a chance to win it. Thomas Johansson, anyone? Over Marat Steffen? Just saying.
I know.
Just saying. Ladies, so this one is in the bag. This is our 100th episode. I am so happy to be here with you. You're right. Lovely drama girl said I would have never thought of those names at all. Slowly a major champion. It's true.
I mean, I'm I really wouldn't have picked that, her. I wouldn't have picked her. I mean, what a surprise. What a surprise. Shout out to her. Major props to her for surprising us all.
And props to her coach, Kamal Maru. I think it's an you did. You know what I loved about him during the entire tournament? He was very calm and steady. You know how Sloane used to be wandering when she was with the other guys? Mm-hmm. And she used to be like all messy and, you know, focused and getting down on herself? Mm-hmm. He was not having any of that.
Yeah.
He treated her like an adult. And he demanded a certain level of in respect and discipline on the court. She couldn't even be like crazy like when she won. And she looked up at the box and she just like, you know, can you believe we did it? Like what you said, it's almost like, you know, like he said, listen to what, this is what you have to do. And he trusted her. And mm-hmm. I have to give props. I mean, like, I'm happy they decided to give him coaching awards, whatever. And he got the first one. But we need to go backwards. And we need to, you know, back pay and give all to Richard Williams and Austin Williams. Just saying. Just mm-hmm. saying. Y'all can give a little silver medal to Patrick. But it's all Richard and Austin. But I'm very excited about this partnership and hope to see that Sloane, you know, Sloane don't win many titles. But when she does, she's been winning the big ones.
Well, I mean, what I actually also like is the idea that somebody was able to come along. Because for a while, there was the language that Sloane was uncoachable. Remember that? There was language about that she was because when the star coaches failed her or she failed them, she was suddenly uncoachable. So, you know, that's always nice to see as well.
And maybe let me just put a little whisper out there to the French boys, the boys of color.
Maybe we talked about this, right?
Yep.
Maybe you need someone who can talk to you, and maybe people just don't understand. I mean, when Simona was doing well, she said, you know, I need a Romanian coach because there's just certain things that he can say that can't be said. And that's it. So, French boys, maybe y'all need to find a black coach.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I mean, Yannick is doing wonderful things for the Davis Cup. Maybe, just maybe, he could be doing something on the tour. Just saying.
I like that lovely drama girl needs to remind us that Monfils and Serena's baby share the same birthday.
Let's hope to God they don't look the same, right? They just share a birthday.
Leave Monfils alone. Let's hope, but I'm sure she'll be a fighter. Monfils, I'm giving you the side eye.
Oh my God, Tony was like, drama girl, there's only one person born on Serena's baby's birthday. Okay, God gonna have to move his birthday.
Did we miss anything else? I guess if we forgot, oh God, Janina's coughing up a lung. If we missed anything, we
Janina, Serena won a major with a half lung, okay? Don't you be trying to cough up a, you get no sick pay, nothing, no sympathy. Okay, don't even try that shit. We're not even here for that.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? It's a weird US Open end, and now we're back on. You know, congratulations to Rafa and the three Rafa friends that stick around while we keep him up.
Oh my God.
Keep him up every time. But, you know, well deserved. I don't know how you got your body right on target again to beat up all the young kids.
Look, people, when you're not caring on about Serena, baby, gonna be athletic. Have you ever seen Alex do shit? I haven't seen Alex. Alex
that baby poker. Might not even care. You hope.
I can't even see the feed, and I know it's Tony. I know it.
I'm sure people have a lot of expectations. You better hope that Serena doesn't fall in love with her baby enough to not want to turn.
Right.
Exactly.
God help us all if that happens. I might have to fly to Wisconsin and. Console my friends.
And people, haven't actually, we not learned? Haven't we not learned though. When you
put it? It's for real. You cannot do that to that baby. It's kind of like Elvis Presley's daughters getting into singing. You don't want Serena's daughter getting into tennis. That's too much pressure.
Yeah.
And very few people survive that kind of pressure. Very few people survive this kind of pressure.
Yes, Fiora Bianca. I know you all are here.
Oh, awesome. God.
Yes.
But you
mean
what?
Like enjoy your man
it.
Won.
Enjoy it. Enjoy you it. Want your man wins. It's you know. Everything is golden. No matter what nobody says. You go and watch him bite those
turkeys. Tony, why would you be adopting Kate? What's that about?
He's the real number one now. He's legitimately points ahead. With only more points to gain.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't play for the rest of the year, right? After US Open, he didn't.
Yeah, so the chase is on. The chase is on. It's all about you can be number one.
Do you think Federer is going to really chase for number one?
I think it's who ends number one. It's not a chase. It could happen. I mean, that's just what it is. I don't know if he's gonna chase it. I don't think he's gonna.
It's just gonna be
his body.
It's just gonna be them two because nobody else is healthy around. Gonna be around.
They're gonna be one and two.
It's just
they're
about
thousands of points above in front. If so both it's just of them continue to play,
how that ends. It's who ends the year number
one. ATP is down on their knees praying that neither one of them decide to call it quit for the rest of the year, because if they do.
Well, I mean, Federer is good for at least two more tournaments, right?
I haven't seen a niggle from Rafa, so I can't hear anything. So I think they'll be fine.
Yep. No tweet out about his knees, right? Nothing about that.
Uh-oh. Why would there be? The ages, Kevin Anderson hasn't done shit for it. Kevin was like, can I hit you on your knees? He probably should have Tanya Harding this match. That's the only way you're going to get him.
Injury. You're going to get us in trouble. Oh, shit. At least it wasn't me.
I know. At least it wasn't you. Somebody's greeting Rafa, Rafa. Oh, Lord, who's that?
Crazy and some, I guess, some Africa, some searching this young girl won the American Juniors.
Yeah. Oh no, she didn't win it. It's Asima. It's not the black girl.
Oh.
She got to the final. This is her first. It was her first time playing the U.S. Open.
Oh, this is kind of cute picture of Sloane and Bob Bryant's baby. Sloane, yeah. Why are you in high heel up on a rock?
Listen, it was for her pictures. It was for her pictures.
Oh my god!
It was for her post pictures. So yeah, there was. I think a Chinese young man won the juniors. I try not to pay. Listen, I sneak a little look at the juniors, but I try not to give them too much attention. They should really just be allowed to do their thing. But
yeah,
you know. So I don't want to get all too crazy about them. But you know, the juniors are. There were some interesting juniors tournaments and moments there. Yeah, Corey Goff. Yeah, she's the one that's only 13. She was great. I saw her and I had flashes of Venus. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
long legs, crazy, massive backhand. Really, really fun. Really intense, though. More intense. Well, probably intense like Venus was intense back in the day. She was fist pumping up a storm. It was weird. Also, interesting to watch, though. There's something. It was interesting to watch the juniors go to get coaching during changeovers.
Oh, really? They can do that?
Yeah, that's the thing. They added the shot clock, which was weird. And then the it was actually fine. It was more seamless than I expected. I didn't get it. No one was called for going over time. But the coaching thing was noteworthy.
It's so like, they go to the coach instead of the coach coming down?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, because I think the way the tournament's arranged, each person's coach is just off to the side. So
they
get on the changeover, they sit down for a little bit, maybe just get themselves settled, and then they go to the coaching section, and then they get some coaching before time is called.
Okay.
And yeah, it was actually kind of, you know, I mean, it wasn't mic'd and it wasn't extra, so it felt like it was
genuine.
Yeah, it felt innocuous enough, but I know that on the main tour, it would get all weird, right? Because the star would have to come down, and you're not walking over to talk to them. You know, I'm sure they
and plus, God knows, the link would have to come down and have to hear Cole Madison give a hug as she's bawling into her arm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That would have been a hot mess. It would not have been a cute affair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Yvette, are you anyway. Okay? No power, no internet. I hope you're fine.
Oh, wow. Yes, on. For the folks. Yes.
Yes. Your friend, Daniel, Embarrass Chris, all these people. Get the fuck out of Florida.
I mean,
Florida,
you know what? Let me just say special thank you out there to Fior Bianca, who made it here. She survived Harvey. And now Yvette got to deal with Irma.
Okay. But Yvette is fine. She says she's fine. Hurricanes are tiring, though. Yep, that's true. And we're happy you're okay. She got in a little bit of Shelly action. So you can hear her come up on here and bitch about the sport event. But we were really happy for the ladies. We're happy for the ladies.
We were.
They brought the tournament.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Let's wrap it up.
I'm going to have to wrap it up. We can't even talk about the outfits because Janina can't talk about the outfits. But yeah. We all know it was all good. Adidas won this round.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, they did.
Well, y'all, we're gonna be back for I'm not sure whatever for the one, next tournament.
Yeah, what's happening in Asia? Oh, what the fuck am I
the Asian swing.
It's always a hot mess.
I know.
What are we gonna be ready about Misha Corey?
That's true. I don't know what the Asian thing is like with that Asian.
And there's no Murray too, because Murray is a favorite son over there. Oops.
Yeah, he's all the time. And so is Djokovic. What is the tournament going to do with that Djokovic? Doesn't he always show up in Beijing? Dear Lord. Time for some other people to cash some cash.
All right, well, Danielle, time for you to get a PCB, trying to get some more money. Let's buy a house together, boo-boo.
Oh, all right.
All righty then. Good night, folks.
Out of her misery. Thank you all. It's been grand. Congratulations to Sloan and Rafa. You did the damn thing.
Yes. And Martina Hingis, who in 1997 won a major title and won another one 20 years later.
Yeah.
In doubles.
With even bigger forehead.
Nobody cares.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say. I'm going to be nasty if I say anything else. You know what? Congrats, Martina. At least a Swiss one. You know? Repping for Switzerland.
All right.
All righty then. Good night.
Night.